All right, it's 10:27 a.m. and I guess I'm getting up now. Oh, getting up too late watching that 7 Second show again. Hey, I don't know. I went to go do a show at the Creek. Ran into a guy I hadn't seen in a while there. I wouldn't call him a friend. That's a stretch. But we have a mutual friend. And that mutual friend went crazy. So we just talked about how that person went crazy. It's interesting. Because I don't even want to get into it. Why did I start that, even talking about that? I don't know. Because I shouldn't have. I'm only 2 days back from my vacation. It wasn't like I was on a beach, but in vacation from this podcast, and now getting back into the groove. You know, you get back from vacation. What are you're 100%. Takes a couple. The first day, you come back from vacation. Hey, look at my pictures from vacation. Nobody wants to see those fucking pictures, but they're like, oh. Nobody wants to look at your vacation photos. At least me. Okay, I'll speak for myself. Why am I speaking for you? Why am I saying nobody wants to look at your... I'm like speaking for your entire workplace. I don't know those people. But I'm saying when someone come back from vacation and want to show me vacation photos, I don't want to look at them because I don't give a fuck. I don't want to see what your significant other looks like on the beach. You know, it's one part of it, but it's an acceptable work distraction. Nobody at work, your boss wouldn't say, stop looking at those vacation photos. Your boss gets involved. Or the bosses I worked for, because they got to foster some sort of camaraderie. They think, oh, look, everybody gets involved in each other's lives and gets to know each other. Then we become like a family, and then we all want to work even more. I never bought into that shit. I didn't like none of those motherfuckers. Except for the one that I hooked up with a few times. Yeah, she was pretty cool. But my point is, I didn't make you see any vacation photos. Even look at my Instagram, there's barely any photos there. I'm no good at Instagram. Because I don't think to take pictures of shit. So it's just like, all my Instagram is when I'm like in a nice theater with Birbiglia, and I'm like, oh, I should put this on Instagram. So it's just, that's all that's on my Instagram now is like a few pictures of me in different theaters. So it just looks like I'm an asshole. Like, hey, look, I'm playing this theater. That it's not even my theater. It's Birbiglia's theater. And I get to perform in it, but it's not like, I didn't fill that fucking room. You know what I mean? Of course you know what I mean. Why did I didn't say something confusing? Why did I have to throw you know what I mean at the end of that? It might be annoying to the listener for me to explore every verbal crutch, but I feel like it's the only way for me to eliminate them. Although it hasn't done it yet. They keep coming. But it's the only way I can think of to work on it. Maybe there's a meditation. I'll look in my Headspace app. Oh, they could be a good sponsor. Headspace. A British guy telling you to breathe. That should cost as much as Netflix, right? Look, here's the anger meditation. The meditation to help you with anger. Breathe. Okay. Now, feel the weight of your body in the chair and breathe and repeat that for fucking 20 minutes. Okay, here's the one for focus. Yeah, feel the weight of your body in the chair. And breathe. I'm going to be quiet for 5 fucking minutes in a row. Feel your body. Breathe. I'll be back in 10 minutes till you open your eyes. But I need to meditate. Because I think it helps me with my anger. But I'm not positive. All right, I'll look at the news. Right? What's going on out there in the world? Search for CDC missing employee enters second week. Well, that doesn't sound good. I guess there's a story about a missing guy they found, but this is... police in Atlanta say a Center for Disease Control and Prevention employee has been missing for 2 weeks. Called in sick and hasn't been heard from since. Ooh. $10,000 reward. I gotta go find this guy. He's in D.C. Now I'm gonna have to take an Amtrak there. That's not cheap. And get a hotel room and then start following some leads. But if I make 10 grand, if I find this guy, can one of you lend me $5,000? You'll get it back. Then I get $5,000 for finding the guy. I just need a little help. But this is what I'm gonna, I would love to do that. Just go around, not a bounty hunter, but you go around finding missing people and collecting the reward, but you're not, like, a part of any law enforcement agency. I don't have to be part. I just find the people. Like, who's missing? I'm going to go find this motherfucker. I'm going to collect that fucking money. Because people go missing all the time. They give you money if the person's dead, I would imagine. Like, if you found him dead. That's not my fault. I'm thinking the guy's missing 2 weeks. The chance, if they're saying 10,000 for alive... Well, I'm not going to ask you to pony up for that. You know, well, I hope he's well. Fine. I don't want to be too morbid. Bride dies from injuries in Grand Canyon chopper crash days after it killed her husband. Well, that's why I don't get in helicopters. That's sad. Yeah, it's just, I'm not going to make a joke about those poor people, but I will say, not getting in a fucking helicopter that killed too many fucking people. We should get rid of them. Pharma bro Scarelli to be held responsible for $10.4 million in losses. U.S. judge. Colon U.S. judge. Well, gotta keep staying in the fucking news. But good. Fuck that dude. What else is there to say? It's just there's so many other pharma people that should be arrested and thrown in jail. That was the thing. That was something that Trump said he wanted to... I don't even know if he said it. You know, I'm not even going to get into Trump today. Why? Exactly. All right. Civil Rights Act protects gay workers, appeals court rules. Well, fucking of course it does. Oh, you know, you want to fire someone because they're gay? Well, it's that's legal, I think. Fucking kind of idiot would think that. Why'd you fire this person? Oh, he's a homosexual. Oh. Yeah, well, I guess that really affects his ability to work in accounts payable. You really need a heterosexual in there. You need a man that wants a vagina, or a lady who wants a nice sweet cock. You don't need a lesbian in there, or a gay man confusing things. Just fucking stupid. Well, that's a good court ruling. And I think we're good for today. I'm still getting back into it, man. And I don't know if anybody's listening. I'm not checking the numbers this week. I'm just recording, putting it up, and see how it goes. And Monday through Friday now, no weekends. All right, see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.